All right, we go to the Ramos. Oh, that's... there we go. Troy Rank.
Hi, back.
Hi, Troy. Troy is our fan, Broncos Insider, joining us courtesy of Tranny Law. Hi, Troy. Good evening. How are you, pal?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Doing well. Okay, here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing on this lawsuit case that the Broncos inside of Broncoland do view this as a large victory. However, I've been led to believe that we're more at the beginning of lawsuits than the middle of the end, and that today's verdict was much more about a procedural decision based on the passing of Pat Bowlen because of language in the lawsuit. I'm also learning that the arbitration case that the NFL is hearing has been put on pause while they wait to see what the next steps are through the court system. That's what I'm getting, Troy. What's your perception of the goings-on of today?
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos see it as a bit of a victory, no doubt, because, you know, Bill Bowlen's sharing an attorney with Beth Bowlen Wallace and that group, that it just kind of reaffirms their belief that they're moving in the right direction, which, you know, points to Brittany. But I've also heard, as you have, that it's not necessarily the end from the other side. You know, whether you see it's a setback or a procedural issue, you know, it wasn't great news if mm-hmm. you're Bill Bowlen and Beth Bowlen Wallace, but it's not the end either. And it, you know, it's a messy situation. I agree with you. You were saying earlier, D-Mac, there is a bit of a long game issue here. If you're the Broncos, that you can kind of, you win, you get a little victory here, and you kind of play the long game in court. Pretty soon, Brittany's ready, you know, and that's so. I do think that, you know, I do know for a fact that the Broncos saw this as good news today.
All right. Well, we'll see where it goes. But I think it's important to put out there that this isn't over. I think the initial impression a couple hours ago when this came out was it's over, and it definitely isn't. Where it goes,
it's not over. Yeah, it's definitely not over. It's just, where does it go from here? Like you said, do they have the appetite to start over in that regard, or is Beth Bowlen Wallace going to focus in a different direction? And I mean, but it's not over yet. It's just kind of a portion of it had some closure with the case being dismissed in its entirety, but it doesn't mean the other side can pursue it, and which, you know, I've been led to believe they certainly aren't ready to stop pursuing it.
Yeah, and one last quick note. I've been led to believe that they don't have to start from scratch, that there's things are going. So we'll just sort of leave it there. Tommy, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm just
hogging all this
stuff. No, you take that because you have birdies and lots of information that I'm just learning as you talk. So
okay.
I'd like to focus more on football and
go
stuff.
For it.
So
go
you know,
for
we
it.
Have Troy there. I'm sure he's at the stadium already. Hey, Troy, how big of a game is this for Kevin Hogan?
You know, it is critical. And I mean, again, this preseason has been longer than the last day of school. I mean, it won't end. But it's important for like 10, 12 guys trying to win these last spots. Some of that's special teams. Some of those are backup jobs. But with Hogan specifically, Tommy, I mean, 21 for 42. He was 8 for 12 last weekend. He played better against the Rams. But, you know, can he show enough that you can get by and say we could use him as our backup if it's for, you know, if they put Drew Lock on the IR? Are you comfortable with Hogan? Even if it's for a few weeks, you could then still go get another guy, I suppose. But he's got to show more. If he were the guy, they would have led us to believe that. Vic would have at least showed a little more confidence in that. And he's competing with Rippon. Rippon, for me, looks much more like a practice squad guy. I can't believe, given Joe Flacco's recent injury history, that they would trust Rippon to be the backup. At least Hogan's played in the league, but it's a big day for him, no doubt, Tommy.
Do you have any sense if Kyler Murray's going to play tonight?
I don't think so. I mean, even if he does, they don't run any of their plays. They were a little better last week, but I can't imagine that they would risk injury to him, especially against a defense, even without the Broncos' first stringers. They're aggressive up front and look to get after it. I mean, Kyler Murray, and they have so many offensive line issues for the Cardinals. I have not heard that he would play. It would shock me if that's how they planned it out, to have him play that last game against backups. Not that he couldn't, but would you really want to expose him with his line or a backup line? Oof, that seems risky.
Hey, Troy, how difficult a job do John Elway, Matt Russell, those guys have when you come down to this 53-man roster, when you figure in the injuries to Jones and Riddick and Jano and Drew Locke, because season-ending injury is one thing, but these kind of like they're going to be back soon makes it a real difficult job, I think, for these guys.
Yeah, it's muddied. It's complicated. You know, Drew Locke, does he go on the IR that you could, you know, bring him back? Possibly, but he couldn't. Then he can't practice for 6 weeks. Riddick and Jano make more sense as guys you would just have inactive the first couple of weeks, but they're on the 53-man with the idea they would be available to play probably in week three, but we just don't know that. You know, Todd Davis is hurt. They're painting a picture of him not being ready for opening night. I mean, their inactive list against the Raiders could literally be like six hurt guys. That's unusual. But you're right, Tommy. It's complicated. You know, a couple guys are going to go on that IR where they can bring back. One of those guys might be Drew Locke. Andy Janovich, everything I'm being told, he's definitely trending in the right direction. Mm. Not sure on Riddick. His injury was, you know, he fractured shoulder, a little different. But as of now, they're still hopeful he wouldn't be a guy that would have to go on the IR. And the other thing, you asked about difficult decisions. I still believe it's going to be 4 to 5 guys off the waiver wire that they end up signing. So maybe they set the 53-man, and then a day later they end up with, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys off the street, which is unusual. Usually it's 1 or 2. Yeah. I think it could be as high as 5.
The Jano injury to me is the most difficult, because it's basically you keep one fullback on the roster. However, he's not going to go on long-term IR. So are you going to keep 2 fullbacks? Do you keep Orson Charles as a tight end?
Charles, yeah. Yeah, you answered it, Tom. I think Orson Charles makes more sense because he could be tight end fullback. I don't think George Aston has shown enough to make it, honestly. Yeah. So you just don't keep, because that would be like a luxury. Well, we lost a fullback, we keep a fullback. Well, if that fullback's not ready, you'd rather have Charles as a hybrid guy, because now with Jake Butt, you know, it's starting to point to him being, he had successful surgery today, but pointing to him to maybe be on season-ending IR. So at least Charles, you could say, fills 2 spots. With Aston, the rookie from Pitt, I just don't think there's a scenario for me. There isn't a scenario for me where he makes it right now.
Take a guess. Kevin Hogan, after tonight, will be part of the Broncos or not part of the Broncos?
I think he will, because I don't think they'll want to trade for Beathard or Mullins, which would make total sense if, you know, because they've already wasted a 5th-round pick on Watson. You traded a pick to get Flacco. I mean, you really going to trade for a backup if you believe Locke's going to be ready, you know, midway through the season? So I put it as a 55% that Hogan's on the roster. Okay. I give him a little bit of an edge that he's the backup.
All right, Troy, we appreciate it. We'll watch for you on Denver 7 tonight. Thank you, Troy.
See you guys.
Okay, Troy Rank, courtesy of Tranny Law.